Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would talk about learning. I was doing a few things in my room, and I had a thought about all of the little things I've learned from certain people. And it was interesting to me because I started looking at it and I realized that my children have been my greatest reason to learn and in many cases, my greatest teacher. And I remember when my youngest one was 4 or 5 and he didn't do a lot of talking. He was just quiet. The only time he would talk was if his brother wasn't around because his older brother would take care of everything. They had their own language or look, and he always knew what his younger brother needed. And I'm like, how do you know? Because he hasn't said anything, you know? And he would say, he needs his bottle, or, oh, he needed his diaper changed, or, and he was just really intuitive. They were so closely aligned. And by the youngest one always being quiet, he was always looking and watching, and he has these big, pretty eyes, right? And so I began looking and getting quiet and just watching him because it was always interesting. And as he grew and he hit about maybe the age 5 or 6, he was just a comic, right? And so you couldn't spend time with him without laughing or smiling. And one day we were on a road trip, and I remember he had held the doors open for some people to go through, and we were in a non-diverse community because we were in a big semi driving across country, and the people didn't say anything. They didn't say thank you. They didn't smile at him. And he said, "You know what, Mommy? I feel really, really sad for those people because they don't know how to be nice." And it was just the cutest little innocent thought, you know? And I remember another time he was in school and, he had learned of this tradition in Hawaii. And the tradition was something I was not, you know, aware of, but his teacher had shared. And I kind of found it comical, but I remember he was very upset and he said, "Mommy, that's not funny. You don't laugh at someone else's beliefs." And I thought, my dear, that's not what I intended to do. But when I looked at it, that's what I had in fact done. And he always had this really sweet heart. And by watching his heart, I learned to look at my heart. And the lessons I learned from him continue to this day. I remember probably 5 or 6 years ago, I was talking with Amazon and I said, "You know, I had called you guys to pick up this product and you never picked it up. And I'd like for your driver to come and get it because it was broken when it arrived." And she said, "Oh, I'm looking at it. We've already got it." I said, "Ma'am, what are you looking at? Because I'm looking at the product." She said, "Oh, no, I'm looking right here in the box or in my computer, and I got it." I said, "So you're telling me that if I'm looking at your product in your box right now in my hand and I'm touching it, you hear me tapping it, you're going to tell me you've got it there?" I said, "I hear you. This is my situation. I'm not going to argue with you. I called you. You guys figure it out and work it out." And I said goodbye. And my son said, "No, Mom, let me just talk to her." And I was like, "Are you serious?" And he sat down. Well, he didn't sit, but he went over and he talked to her. He said, "Ma'am, my mother's right. The item is still here. Your people never picked it up." Right. And so he continued on that frame of mind with her. But I was kind of like, I'm not going crazy with you because you don't want to listen to me. Right. And so it reminded me to just sometimes be still, close my mouth and take a good breath. So whatever, that was just one thing. But I noticed from that I needed to adjust myself. And so I do these things now that I call Cole-isms. Right. And so when I get ready to get into my previous pre-mother thought process, I go, think about Cole. You got to do a Cole-ism right now. Figure it out. Think about Cole. And then there are some times when I have to reflect to my oldest son and I'll go, all right. And so it's interesting to me how even my oldest son will teach me things. And he and I have these deep conversations about any and everything. We've always had a really open relationship about just being able to speak freely, which I totally enjoy because my youngest one is what I call my secret squirrel. He doesn't like to share his business, and that's fine. You know, I can be a meddling mother, but I choose not to be. I am definitely a hovering mother because I feel like if God made me mother once, I'm always your mother. So you could be grown, but if you need me, I am there. So my oldest one and I, we sit down and he just explains things to me. And, you know, math was always challenging to me. And so he had the patience of Job because he would sit there and he would do a problem with me. And I'm like, ooh, that's an interesting math problem you got. I don't get it. And so, you know, I've just watched these, my two children, and I've got, you know, they're both me in various different degrees. They're like polar opposites in many, many ways. And I used to go, wow, that's interesting that all of that is inside of me. But the oldest one is kind of like a gentle giant, right? He doesn't like to show his feelings. And for a long time, I think he thought he didn't have any feelings, which everybody does. But he was really a tender heart, right? And so it's interesting that he has all of this strength and this methodical thinking ability. And as he's gotten older, he's developed a different level of patience. It's not the patience of Job or my Cole, but it's definitely some good patience. And he became a father, I want to say, 18 months ago. And just watching how he loves his child has brought back a lot of memories to me about how much of a mother I was, because I love my children fiercely. And so I told him a couple of times how proud I was of him because of the way he loves his son, like most mothers love their children. Sometimes you get a father and they're hands off. And that's because they just don't have that relationship, or they think that while the kid is young, you know, they don't want to drop him or whatever their issues is. But he is like all in there. He has always been the one who, if something was going on, you know, he would just take care of it and he didn't have to think. I remember one time this man had showed up at my door and he kept, trying to get in. It was the weirdest thing. He knocked on the door and then he rung the doorbell and I'm like, you know, at this point, I ain't answered for you. What is your issue? Why are you still at my door? Because he didn't look like a safe person. And he said, oh, well, you know, I was driving past your house and I saw that, you know, you might need your driveway, repaved, or, and I was just trying to see if you needed some business. I was like, no, I don't have any business for you. I don't need any services. We've got that under control. So he didn't know that I could stand and watch him through, you know, the security situations we have here. And so what he did was he walked about 10, 15 feet away from my door and stood on the other side of a wall. And I'm sitting there going, why didn't this man just leave? Because that's crazy as I don't know what. Because I told him, if you are that adamant about giving me your information, leave a card. Well, open your door. I want to give it to you. So you don't need to, I don't need to open my door to get anything from you. You can leave the card. And so I thought he was going to leave it at the doorstep. And it's been a while, so I don't remember if he did that or stuck it in the mailbox. But I remember later on, my son came in and I told him what had happened. He said, are you serious? I was like, yeah. And I said, he says, where's the card? I said, it's here. And he said, okay. So he called him. He went to another room. He sat down with them and he said, okay, and he made this situation go away from me. You know, he told him that he was aware that he was, you know, harassing people in the neighborhood about projects and no one had contacted him and he was risking his license. And I'm sitting here going, this young man is like 20-something years old, maybe. How does he know to do that, right? And at another time, we had a boutique and there was this pervert who kept calling, saying inappropriate things to me. And I said, you know what? The next time he calls, I'd just like for you to pick up the phone and talk to him. And so that's exactly what we did. And so after my son answered, the man stopped calling. And so in many ways, you know, he was my protector, even as a young child. And he has this voice that he can kind of inflect. And you can kind of read a little bit of him by that. But as he's gotten older and matured, he's learned to corral some of those emotions. And so I have learned to corral some of my emotions by watching how he maneuvers life. So, you know, those are just two of the incidences that I was thinking of, because, you know, a lot of people tend to believe that you can't learn from somebody else, right? And I'm thinking you can learn from anybody. And in fact, I try to learn from everybody. It doesn't mean that I accept what they are saying as truth. What it means is that I'm willing to look at the possibility and research it for myself to see if it's something that is, you know, congruent with my beliefs, and choices in life. And so I guess I told you all these mother stories just to tell you, don't be surprised if someone around you is teaching you lessons that you don't even see today, but they may make a difference in your life. Because I got the runny-isms for when I need to be in this level of what I'm doing, and I got the Cole-isms for when I need to be in that level of what I'm doing. And they both are a part of me. And so they are my two greatest blessings. And being able to communicate with you is a great blessing too. So I hope what I said makes sense to you. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Who has been some of the best teachers in your life that you did not expect? So I'm going to wish you a wonderful day, a beautiful afternoon, and an amazing evening of peaceful sleep. Until we speak again, be well.